Lawmakers this year have considered dozens of GOP-backed bills aimed at fighting potential voter fraud, but Senate Bill 3, which seeks to tighten the definition of domicile for voting purpose, is the one leaders most want to become law. As she opened what proved to be a lengthy and at times prickly debate of the bill, Senator Regina Birdsell, its prime sponsor, cast it as a benign effort to better spell out and verify the qualifications of voters.
No one will be denied the right to vote, and I repeat, no one will be denied the right to vote. SB 3 basically says if you check off that you're domiciled in a town, it must be more than just a state of mind. It needs to be coupled with a verifiable act and proof of that act.
But Democrats, like Senate Minority Leader Jeff Woodburn of Whitefield, view the bill, which is backed by Governor Sununu and Secretary of State Bill Gardner, as something more noxious.
This, to be clear, is an attack on the legitimacy of our election. Quite frankly, it's a stink bomb tossed into the voting booth, leaving a stench.
Specifically, the bill asks people registering to vote within 30 days of an election to show evidence that New Hampshire is their domicile. Proof could be matriculation at a college, a lease, a driver's license, or proof a dependent child was enrolled at a local public school. People lacking proof could still vote, but could be visited by local officials out to verify they lived where they said. Democrats say such requirements will disenfranchise voters on the margins, the poor, recent immigrants, or victims of domestic violence. Senator Dan Feltes of Concord argued the complexity of the bill would tax local election officials and voters alike.
This bill requires that folks sign a form attesting that they understand all of these new arcane definitions. Can they really do that? My good friend from District 18 was just talking about it takes 4.5 minutes plus to even read it. Some folks, Mr. President, can't read. You have to sign this. In my view, that potentially constitutes an unconstitutional literacy test and a violation of the Voting Rights Act.
That would be up to a judge to decide. For Republicans like Warren Senator Bob Guida, the more pressing concern is the current system.
You don't need a single piece of evidence to show you live anywhere. You come to the polls and you vote and it counts. The disenfranchisement occurs when someone who doesn't validly deserve to vote disenfranchises the vote of someone who did.
The fight now moves to the New Hampshire House, where Republican leaders say they're eager to act fast on the bill to get it to the governor's desk. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.